Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. Today, I want to talk about the voices that we listen to. In our culture, in this day and age, with the technology that we have, there are so many voices that can influence our lives, right? There are so many things that can push us down the right path or push us down the wrong path. Today, I want to look at a story in the Bible in 1 Kings 19. We're looking at a story where Elijah is going through a rough time. He's been threatened. His life has been threatened by the queen. And we're going to see how he responds and the voice that he ultimately ends up listening to. And I think we all know that voice. We all know the voice we should listen to, right? We should all be in our word. We should all be in prayer. But I find life gets so busy that a lot of the time it's hard to do those things. But it's absolutely necessary for Christians to spend daily in the word. Sometimes we just come on Sundays and expect that to get us through the week. We can't do that. We got to daily be listening to the voice of our Creator, and we got to be daily praying. All right, before we get into the story, let's pray and get founded. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come before you, and I thank you so much for this time each morning that we get to come, we get to read from your word, we get to talk to you, and we get to hear from you, God. I just pray that you would just go before us, that you would soften our hearts, prepare us for what you have to speak through us, God. And I thank you for who you are. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, so I usually don't like to jump right in to reading because I want to give a little background, but I want to save the background for later because it's kind of interesting. So we're just going to jump in, and I would like to read 1 Kings 19, 1 through 18, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Just look at how it applies to our lives. And then we'll go into some background and how that applies to our lives, because it's kind of cool. So 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 18. Remember, I like to read from the New King James, so whatever you have, it's cool. So here we go, 19, verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow at this time." And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life, and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die, and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Then he lay and slept under a broom tree. Suddenly an angel touched him and asked and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, and there was a head of cake. There at his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord of God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Then the Lord said to him, "Go. Return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and Elijah, the son of Shaphat of Abel, Maloha, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. It shall be whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elijah will kill. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So, here we have Elijah, right? Great man of God. And I didn't want to do the backstory at first because I want to see where he's coming from. First of all, I want to look at his attitude, right? He's listening solely to the voice of Jezebel. He's terrified for his life. He's running from God. His attitude is, hey, God, you might as well kill me. I'm the only one left, right? I have been so fighting for you, and they want to take my life. I am no better than my fathers, right? All of these come out of his mouth because he's listening to Jezebel and not the other voices. He's not listening to the voice of the Lord. It's interesting. God comes in several different ways, right? First, it is a loud wind, right, that tore rocks to pieces, an earthquake, and a fire. But God wasn't in those. He was in that still small voice. And Elijah got up, and still his focus is on what Jezebel said, right? And God has to explain to him, hey, here's what you're going to do, essentially. And he gives him his next task. But the interesting thing is the history before this, because Elijah doesn't come, like, he hasn't been down in the valley this whole time, right? He hasn't been fighting this battle the whole time. He actually is coming off a great victory. He has just defeated the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, right? Just consumed both the altar. God consumed both the altars on Mount Carmel, and he destroyed all the prophets of Baal. Then he gets down and puts his head between his knees and prays that the drought will end, right? The drought that God had put on Israel. He gets his head between his knees and he prays and prays, and he sends his servants 7 times, right? Go check to see if there's a cloud. And on the last time, there's a cloud the size of a man's hand. And he says, all right, prepare for rain. And Elijah gets up and he runs and beats the king who's on chariot to where they're going, right? So Elijah's coming from this tall place where he's just had a victory, and now he's down again. I think for one thing we need to know is, hey, that means even if we're in victory, we need to prepare for our next battle, right? Because it could come right now. But Elijah is not listening. He is not taking his encouragement from the word of the Lord. He's listening to Jezebel and what she has to say. And I think as Christians, we can get tied up, especially if we're not in our Bible on our daily basis, especially if we're not prayer, and especially if we're not going to church and getting edified by each other, right? Building one another up. As Christians, we need to know the voice of the Lord. The Bible says it in many times, in many ways. God spoke in many different ways, right? But this day and age, he speaks to us through his son, through the word of God. So we need to listen. We need to draw our encouragement on a daily basis from the word of God, so that when these battles come, we'll be ready to face them, knowing that we can give them to God, knowing that God is using these hard times to make us better, to make us the man and woman, man or woman, that he has for us. So my encouragement for you today is, if you're in a hard time, if you are having a hard time listening to the voice of God, the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Take that time today. Be still. That doesn't mean do nothing. That means quiet your mind. Be still and focus on God. Pray. Express your needs. Express your emotions. God wants to know that from you. And then also take time to get in and read the word so you can hear that voice directing your path. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.